are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, many of you heard that Red Vine's black licorice has been recalled due to high levels of lead. You'd wonder, shouldn't any levels of lead kind of pique concern? One of my Facebook buddies, Ann, had thought the same thing. But the California maker of Red Vines issued a voluntary recall of its black licorice twist this week after the state's Department of Public Health warned of high levels of lead, more than double the amount deemed healthy for children. 16-ounce bags of the candy with the label best before February 4th, 2013 were affected. Do you guys really like black licorice? That is, I don't even understand why that's called candy. I think black licorice is probably one of the most disgusting tasting things. I would rather eat a vegetable than a piece of black licorice. Red licorice I get. I get red licorice. Black licorice, it's not even a candy. I don't get that. Why? Because it tastes like lead to me. It just never tastes. I wouldn't be surprised if black licorice has just some lead in it. It just, to me, tastes very metallic. I just don't like it. I do not like it. I really dig the whole red licorice thing, though. They say children younger than 6 should not consume more than 6 micrograms per day. Customers should discard and avoid eating the candy. Pregnant women and parents of children who consume the product should ask physicians or healthcare providers about potential medical testing. You can do lead levels. It's a blood test. Pretty easy. Even low levels of lead have been shown to affect IQ. The licorice is made in manufacturing factories in Union City and La Porte. They have sincerely apologized. I don't know where they get. I don't know. I don't understand. How did they get lead? They aren't saying. I don't know how they got lead. You just kind of wonder, really, people? Okay, this is licorice. Kids eat licorice. Not that I know of any kids who like black licorice. Like I said, I'm still extremely confused by this whole licorice thing. But I guess it exists for a reason. I mean, you know, there wouldn't be a supply if there wasn't a demand. You know, I know many of you are wondering why I'm on the radio. There's a demand. Hence, I supply. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI. You know, it's very interesting. Many of you have written me, and I love talking to you. I still have a couple emails left, but you know, some of you ask why I just don't do political radio. Political radio obviously has, you know, more, push when it comes to show times, and, you know, obviously Rush has been very successful, Sean Hannity. I guess we talk about politics on the show because you cannot have a show that talks about current things, whether it be health, medical, everyday well-being, and not bring up politics. But I just don't think day in and day out that's something people want to hear. I get sick of it. I get sick of it. I mean, I'm going to make it through to the election. I'm very eager to see what happens with the election, and I need to prepare myself and educate myself on, you know, how to answer what's going to happen medical-wise and what you all should do. But I wouldn't be surprised if I just want to shut the TV off after Election Day and just not even think about anybody in Washington. And apparently USA Today Gallup poll came out, news just in, saying that people are more negatively day by day viewing politics. They say Americans have a more negative view on the presidential candidates and the tone of their campaigns than they did 4 years ago. I think everybody's sick of it. I think they are just sick of it. If you don't want Obama to win, hearing all the news about Obama taking a lead is not pleasing you at all. If you don't like the Republicans, you're seeing the Republicans now getting almost more media time than what we see with the Democrats, and that could be probably wearing thin on you. And I think really most of us, we're sick of not having any control. Our lives, our financial destinies, our medical destinies are in these guys' hands. And yes, I like Mitt Romney. I think he's a very intelligent man. I like Paul Ryan. I think they could do a good job. But I think all in all, whatever goes on in Washington is not very reassuring and confidence boosting. Didn't another politician just get caught having oral sex with? I didn't even want to read the article. I'm with you guys. I mean, I'm in the media. I need to read the news and watch the news. And you could just imagine how much my prep is. I mean, I am watching the news all the time, and then I am reading every major news outlet, as well as local from either Sacramento or Denver or Las Vegas, etc. And I am sick to high heaven of the stuff. So I don't blame you. The problem is we don't want you to be burned out on politics right before the election because we need you to vote. Okay? You know, I may disagree with how you'll vote, but I would rather you be a voter than somebody who's sitting there twiddling their thumbs thinking their vote won't count. Vote. Okay? Don't get burned out. I hear you. I'm sick of it, too. I think it's just back and forth. And I think many of us have our minds made up. And that's also what's frustrating. I think most of us know who we want to vote for, or we've made up our minds that we don't want either, and we're not going to the polls. But again, I mean, if a candidate stays quiet, I mean, I'm sure both candidates want to take a break. I'm sure this has got to be exhausting on these guys. Now, Obama, I mean, he's getting paid to campaign. We're paying for his salary now. What he makes, 400 grand a year. I don't know what he makes. So we're paying for him to campaign. So he just gets to travel around the country and, you know, but, I'm sure it's still exhausting. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, just kind of hang in there. I think we don't really want any more negativity, especially since our lives aren't that positive as it is. All right. You know, and we're hearing these promises and we're smart people. We know not one single politician is going to fix this economy. I think I saw a sign. President Obama had one of his campaign signs said change. Change. Change from his policies. Change from the mess we're in now. Change president. I really didn't get that. So I'm with you guys. But we just need a little bit more energy. We got to get to the finish line. People slow and steady win the race. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOS-ELLY.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Good day, Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is August 23rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.5940. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,775, $850.37 for a half ounce, and $425.19 for a quarter ounce. $1,775, $850.37, and $425.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you all for letting me cut out early yesterday. I did have to go to the urgent care to get, I didn't get sewed up. I got glued up. You know, my cat had a run across my face when I was taking a little nap. And for some reason, something must have spooked her out. We don't know. She's an adorable little kitty, a little stupid, but adorable nonetheless. Unfortunately, when she ran across my face, her nail sliced open the eyebrow. And yes, I have to give a talk tomorrow. Every week I have some sort of a TV interview or even considering starting a local TV health show. And big gash above the eyebrow. You know, I've been working so hard trying to wax my eyebrows, go from my unibrow to two eyebrows. I finally get good-looking eyebrows, and now the thing is gashed open. So we glued it together as long as I don't talk too much. He said, can you try not to talk too much and move your face? I'm like, sure. And then I'm back on radio for 3 hours the next day. So, again, I'm trying not to talk about politics so I don't get too upset. You know, this way I don't make too many facial expressions. All right, but you know, we had a great hour, the first hour. I think I got through, we had to talk about the immigration. Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later. I guess 10 ICE agents are suing their own agency over this lack of deportation issue with illegal immigrants. We'll talk about that. But I didn't get too excited, and I didn't start contorting my face. It was interesting. Somebody asked about cancer and cancer risks on the rise. I had brought up, you know, a variety of reasons for that. They expect cancer risk in the elderly to jump threefold. We thought, well, maybe it's because many of us are outliving the heart attacks and the strokes. More of us are living longer, and the longer you live, the increased chance for cancer. I forgot to bring up foods. Remember we were talking about pan-fried meat and how pan-fried meat could put you at risk more for prostate cancer? We spent a little bit of time talking about nitrites and nitrosamines and nitrosamine. Was that the one in smokeless tobacco? We talked about that too. So anyway, people, if you ever miss any of the Dr. Dahlia show, you could go to my website. There's an on-demand. You could click on that, and you can listen to it at work. You could listen to it on your iPad in your car. Don't get into any car accidents. You could also listen to archives, podcasts, so you shouldn't miss any shows. We talk about so much, and we try to give you so much information. For those of you with an Android phone, though, we do have a Dr. Dahlia app. It's free. Download the Dr. Dahlia app. Hopefully you like it. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show anytime. It definitely passes the time. All right. Trust me on that one. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey there, Dr. Dahlia. This is Steve, one of your truck drivers. Listen to your show about prostate cancer and saying that pan-fried meat. And it's funny how they didn't say what kind of pans were used. So probably come to find out it'll be another one of those things where it's the coating on it. And maybe if just switch back to cast iron, might be a whole lot better thing instead of all this fancy schmancy stuff they got. But that's all I had to say about that. Take care of your eye. At the putty tat. Didn't mean to do it. It got scared. Bye-bye.
Putty cat, she's a stupid cat. I love her to death, but she is so stupid. You don't need to run across. My face is not carpet. You don't need to run across my face. Don't worry. She's fine. I gave her kisses. She didn't know. You know, she has blood all over her paw. I don't think it bled as much. It bled afterwards. You know, when you cut yourself, doesn't that blow your mind? Like you get a really deep paper cut and you're looking at it and it doesn't bleed. And you're like, oh my gosh, look at this. I'm a superhero. I cut and I don't bleed. And then when you just pry the skin open, just a touch to see how deep, then it just starts to gush. Yeah, I had blood all over the pillow. But I saw her licking her paw, so I'm sure something got on there. Because that was, yeah, I think she had a little vessel. But don't worry, I love my little putty cat. But she has a pain in the tushy. I mean, no doubt about that. I'm not going to debate that. Non-stick cookware, pan cooked meat. Yeah, we're talking about that with cancer. I get a lot of questions about non-stick cookware. What's the big deal with it? Why is it dangerous? Well, remember in the 80s, they were worried about the nonstick coating could cause Alzheimer's. I don't believe, back then in the 80s, yeah, they thought the nonstick coating was at 90s. I thought 80s, 90s. Not a lot of studies. I know there were issues with the heat. When the temperature rises to a very, very high heat, like over, let's say, 660 degrees Fahrenheit, there was one study. It could cause carcinogens to be emitted. Let me pull this up. There was a study. Hold on a sec. Cooks Illustrated reported back in 2005 that extreme temperatures would cause, even up to 200 degrees. Would cause... I'm trying to find the study. I'm sorry. All I'm doing is finding. What about this? 2003 Environmental Working Group reported nonstick coatings could reach 700 degrees Fahrenheit, releasing 15 toxic gases and chemicals, including two carcinogens. These carcinogens had been known to kill birds at lower temperature. Okay. All right. And then there was concern over trying to think. There was something else that came out with the nonstick. Okay. But people were balking at this, but wait a second. If you use a nonstick, it's healthier because you're using less butter. Guys, remember that? People are like, wait a second. Nonstick, you're using less butter. You're not frying as much. You know, your eggs are healthier. It makes a point. The perfluorooctanoic acid, the PFOA, that's the chemical used in nonstick cookware manufacturing. That's what makes it slippery. This is what they claim presented several health risks, developmental problems in animals, low birth weight infants, etc. But the EPA, I don't think is classified as a carcinogen yet. I don't know. Although they have requested that most cooking manufacturers stop using it by 2015. So, do I think that causes the prostate cancer? I don't know. Because remember, they were looking at that study yesterday in terms of meat. You know, we know that meat has a link to prostate cancer. Talked about hot dogs and pancreatic cancer and charbroil cooking linked to cancer. So is it the PFOA? Is it the meat? I don't know. Good question. Good question. But from what I understand, we're recommending people to do is only use those pans for low heat cooking. Because if it can rise to close to 700 degrees Fahrenheit, and then the fumes could be toxic because you have this, you know, we use cast iron. We use cast iron and nonstick. We just mix it up. We always mix it up because we don't want to be paranoid. We don't want someone to go, oh, my gosh, you use cast iron. So we just use a little of everything. We don't care. We nuke one day, we charbroil another day, we milk the cow another day. No. You know, so we do that. What are they using in restaurants? That I don't know. But that's what I would just say, you know. Oh, yeah, and then the other thing people are worried about is actually ingesting the chip pieces of the nonstick. That's another issue. So, like I said, just mix it up a little bit. But that's interesting if by 2015, the EPA is going to make most of these manufacturers not use that product. Interesting stuff. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it's interesting in theory. I might not have made it interesting, but in theory, it's interesting. Okay, another thing that we found was interesting was vitamin D may actually thwart, I hate that word, thwart kids' colds in the winter. They did a study of 250 school children in Mongolia who were low in vitamin D. They gave them vitamin D, and they found they had less respiratory infections. Now, as they say, vitamin D is cheap. Of course, everybody wants to go cheap because of Obamacare, and they don't want to give kids antibiotics, and they don't want antibiotic resistance. They're going to try for us to push a vitamin D. Now, I have some questions about this with vitamin D. All right, is it only for kids that are low in vitamin D? Did you try this with kids who weren't low in vitamin D? And did vitamin D help fight colds in these Mongolia children who were low in vitamin D? Did the 300 IUs that you gave them, the 300 units, normalize their vitamin D and help them fight infections? Or did it not normalize the vitamin D, but it just helped anyway? So still some questions with that. I'm a little nervous telling parents to start supplementing their kids. You know, again, especially now we have a lot, you know, we have a little bit more controversy with the fluoride again. We used to not have to worry about vitamin D because our kids used to play outside. Remember that? Our kids used to actually, what is that? Well, they would actually open up the front door and not even walk. They would run outside the door. Remember when kids used to do that? They would run outside the door. Now it's, oh, wait, Mom, I got to put my PSP. Wait a second, Mom, I got to log off. I'm going outside. I got to log off. Wait a second. Let me hit. I got to save my character, Mom. I need to save my character. Do I really have to go outside? It's too hot. Remember, you could say, go outside and play and come back before supper. And I didn't want to come back because I didn't like my mom's cooking. She'd cook cauliflower, and she cooked what she wanted to eat. And if we didn't like it, we had to lump it. If you don't like it, lump it. Well, her food was lumps. I love my mom, but the woman couldn't cook, and that's why I can't cook. I can't cook, and now I can't move my eyebrow or frown because I have a big gash in my eyebrow. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. Big thanks to XM airing the show and all the multiple affiliates that have been tuning in and listening. But a big thanks to you all. Well, actually, the affiliates are airing it. They're not listening. Most people in the radio stations, they don't listen. You know, every now and then the engineer is like, what did she just say? What? But for the most part, you guys are the ones listening, so thank you so much. I love the comments you guys are putting on our guest book. Thank you so much. Go to our website. There's a guest book. You could sign in. While you're signing in, don't forget to check out the Alaska Cruise. We are booking for the Alaska Cruise for next summer. If you don't have any plans next summer and you want to have a fun cruise with a great deal, a lot of fun stuff, thrown into it, and just a real good time. Please consider going up to Alaska. One of the most beautiful parts of this amazing country of ours is coastal Alaska. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Brian writes, Doctor, just got my flu shot and my arm is so sore. Put a lot of S's in that one. How long did it take for you to recover? Oh, yeah, I got the flu shot. You know what? I'm still a little sore, but I can move my arm. Yeah, I got my flu shot how many days ago? Three days ago on my arm. So I would say your arm's going to hurt. Now, again, I'm a wussy. So, I mean, your arm really shouldn't hurt more than a day or two. Tetanus, though, honestly, 3 days. My arm hurts at least for 3 days with tetanus. I mean, remember, it's got to get into the muscle. I almost wonder if it doesn't hurt, if they even went in deep enough. I mean, it needs to get in there pretty deep into the muscle. So, yeah. Now, if the pain worsens or you start getting redness or anything like that, it could be a localized reaction. Have your doctor, provider, take a look at that. Good question. 1-877-DOCTOR. Yeah, I guess flu shots, the manufacturers, they made it. They didn't make a real big announcement about the trivalent flu vaccine, but it's a good one from what we understand. And, I took mine. Patients are starting to get theirs. Not a bad idea. I just kind of think weather's a little weird. It's really, really hot, and then I think it's going to get cold really quickly. And then I think those of us who are just a little bit vulnerable, or like me, a wussy, when flu virus comes, we're going to get hit. And I got too busy a fall to get sick. No, I got to have surgery next week, but I don't think I'm going to miss a lot of shows. My surgeon thinks as long as I don't lift anything, I may be able to still do my shows. I don't know if I'll do it post-op because, you know, anesthesia, I may say, you know, my worry is I don't want to curse accidentally, you know, and sometimes the anesthesia messes you up, but I'm hoping not to take too much time off when I get surgery because, there's just so much going on, in the news and if I ever got to it, of course. Well, let me go to your emails. I've been behind on your emails. My Leah writes, Doctor, this isn't a question but a statement. I live in a fairly large city, Sacramento, and the customer service around here is non-existent. I heard you on a previous show regarding your experiences with customer service during the recession, and I'm just as confused as you are. Does anyone care anymore? I don't know. I've noticed that, too. I have seen extremely less customer service, and you would think, we've talked about this, you would think during the recession, you would see more and more I'm worried I'm going to lose my job type of attitude. Didn't a waitress, I got to look the story up on break. There was a waitress, I got to look the story up, where I guess she got mad because the customers at the table kept asking for water and she had to keep refilling the water. I need to look that up. But yeah, you want to know what I think it is. Okay, not only is it the employee, but I think it's the employer. You know, many companies, they really took care of you. They took care of you. I think in addition to us being financially strapped in this recession was the thought that if you put in years with a company, you were going to be with them for years. You were safe. And when I just had another one of my patients, she kept her job throughout this whole time. We're talking, it's 2012. She stayed employed throughout the whole recession. Very high up in this company, and they finally let her go. And I don't know if it was so, well, I mean, I think a big part of it was being let go and the money, etc. But the fact that if you can't have any safety in a company you spent multiple years with, decades with, then there's no peace of mind or security anywhere. And I think that is fueling part of this customer service. Because, I mean, if you think about it, if some of the people that were the first to go were the ones who had been loyal, had been with them for years, and had been making the most money, it's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? And I'm not saying go and be jerks by any means, because trust me, you'll get fired. I mean, when the recession does, you know, improve a little bit and there's starting to be jobs, I mean, you'd think right now there'd be more people looking for work, so people had their choice. More of their choice. But I just think everybody's just really disillusioned. I think many of us are just at the point of What are we working for? I know I'm very disillusioned that I used to have more money in the bank when I waited tables than I do now as a physician. Because, I mean, we have to, supplies just skyrocketed while income went down. And our costs, it's very frustrating, especially since I'm in my 40s. I can't work and hustle like I did back in my 20s. And so, yeah, I mean, what did we work for? All that work that I did all this time, what do I have for my nest egg? Nothing. And, you know, so I'm not surprised that people are grumpy. I think it's stupid, though, for you to hold a job and have poor customer service. I think, you know, I mean, if you make people feel better. All right. You'll keep your job, but maybe that's a problem. Maybe people are settling for jobs that they absolutely hate, that they can't stand. Or maybe many people aren't taking their antidepressant or their anti-anxiety or their SSRI such that when they were medicated, people didn't annoy them as much as they annoy them now. Well, then, Dr. Dahlia, I bet you lost a lot of viewers during the recession. My viewers don't have to medicate. Trust me. My viewers do not have to medicate to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. Let me just say that loud and clear. So, yeah, I think it is a big issue, and I don't think it's going to get better. I don't think the old days where, you know, the whole company is a family and everybody takes care of themselves and everybody, I think people are disillusioned. They're expecting health care. I can tell you how many of my working patients don't have health care. You know, it used to be when somebody would come in not having insurance, I expect this because, okay, you know, you lost your job in 2009 or 2010. No, people have been hired back. But they're hired at a rate that's significantly lower than what they made with no health insurance. I go, is any health insurance coming around the bend? They said, no, my employer can't afford it. So I think there's this attitude of, look, just be lucky you got a job and leave me alone type of thing. And I think it's being reflected. So, yeah, I hear you. My only concern, though, is be careful. You know, with fast food, we've been hearing all these fast food cases, right, of people spitting and, you know, urinating. And, you know, I don't want to go into all the details, but pretty nasty stuff goes on. And so if you are afraid of trying a product because of poor customer service. Now, what about like the outbreaks? We're going to, after the break, talk about the new cantaloupe E. coli outbreak and the farm. And, you know, we have that issue with Listeria and the Colorado farm last year. You know, I mean, if customer service is down, is also work ethic down. And if work ethic is down, what's going on here? Because, I mean, we're having people die from Listeria. We're having people get sick from these bacteria. All right. This isn't fun. The Salmonella outbreak. So we'll see. Now, another story I want to get to, I don't know if we're coming up on break now, but another story I want to get to is a little bit more news on James Holmes. From what we understand, the Colorado Theater alleged shooter, I hate having to say alleged, but we have to because he hasn't been convicted yet or tried. But apparently he saw, from what I understand, 3 health professionals. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hi, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to find us on Facebook later. Look up the Dr. Dahlia Show. And please find us on Twitter. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this part of the show. Okay, I found the article. It wasn't that the waitress had bad customer service. The waitress was assaulted by three customers for filling up their water glasses too often at a Red Lobster. Did you guys hear this? Okay, now I'm trying to see where this happened. Of course, it doesn't list the city, so we're all guessing. But apparently three women, Cheryl Evans, Brittley Green, Janine Green, 21, 22, and 44 had gotten so upset that the server kept filling up their water glasses that they took a full glass of water and threw it at her. Then they hit her in the face with the menu. Waitress had to be taken to the hospital. Okay, well, no wonder we're seeing poor customer service. She's getting beat up by her customers. I don't blame her for being upset. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of people being upset, 10 Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, ICE agents, has filed a lawsuit against their own agency, arguing that the Obama administration is not letting them fully identify or deport illegal immigrants. ABC News reports that Secretary of Homeland Security Jeanette Napolitano says her department does not have the manpower or money to deport the 11 million illegal immigrants in the U.S. So she issued a memorandum last year ordering immigration officials to focus their efforts on only the dangerous illegal immigrants. And then in June, Obama announced a program that will allow up to 1.7 million illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children to have deportations deferred for at least 2 years, until way after the election. Yep. All right. So did you guys realize this? The reason why we're not deporting is because they don't have enough money. So the government will stop doing its job because they don't have enough money. And they will just pick the illegal immigrants that performed crimes that they think were more dangerous. I mean, they will defer deportation for illegal immigrants that, you know, committed crimes, but the dangerous ones may have to go. Now, my question is, where's all my tax dollars going? You don't have the money to deport the illegal immigrants? You don't have the money to do that? Really? Where's all my money going? Let me ask you, okay? If I don't have enough money to pay my taxes, will you defer that a couple years? No. So I have to pay my taxes that is supposed to be going to our national security and helping protect us, right, from illegal immigrants that could be coming here performing crimes, committing crimes. But you're claiming you don't have enough money. Well, then, can I just hold on to my money so that I know that when you do get the money, you're going to be using it? This makes no sense. And, of course, this is ABC News. I mean, I'm not finding some esoteric article. We now have 10 agents suing Napolitano and ICE Director John Morton, saying those directives of deferring deportations, of picking and choosing who you're going to deport, violate the Constitution and federal immigration law. We are federal law enforcement officers, quote, who are being ordered to break the law, said Chris Crane, an ICE agent and president of the National Immigration and Customs Enforcement Council, a union for ICE employees. This directive puts ICE agents and officers in a horrible position. All right, this was something I was kind of alluding to weeks ago. What's illegal and what's legal? Okay? I mean, we need to take a stand somewhere. ICE spokesman Ross Feinstein did not comment on the lawsuit, but said more than half of the nearly 400,000 illegal immigrants deported in 2010 had been convicted of crimes, the largest number in the agency's history. He said that shows the decision to focus on the most dangerous illegal immigrants is a policy that works. Why are you picking and choosing? He says June's decision to defer deportation for young illegal immigrants enhances that strategy. No, it doesn't. This is what blows my mind. So you're now telling the world that you guys are vulnerable financially and national security wise, and you are going to just do what you can handle. Okay, shouldn't we be telling the world, you come here illegally, you're out? Okay, shouldn't we be showing some strength? Shouldn't we be showing some cojones? Why are young illegal immigrants non-dangerous? You see, he said that the decision to focus on the most dangerous illegal immigrants is a policy that works, and June's decision to defer deportation for young illegal immigrants enhances that strategy. Enhances what strategy? You have no strategy. Your strategy is you have a program that was appropriately funded, You don't know, you didn't know what to do with the money. You're too busy spending the money on illegal immigrants, so you don't have the proper resources to actually enforce immigration correctly. And now you're trying to say, well, the young ones are the ones that don't do the crimes. We'll just deport the ones that did do the crimes, even though some people were going to allow to stay who did do crimes, because we do everything half-assed in America. We're half-assed. But don't worry, in 2 years after the election, we'll get our act together. Okay, no. No, I'm not buying it. If I told them I didn't want to pay my taxes, what do you think would happen? Would I get a 2-year break? No. So they're just going to focus on the most dangerous illegal immigrants. Now, what's the definition of that? Serial killer versus one murder, one first-degree murder, or a second-degree murder? If you had a second-degree murder and an arson, right, or a, let's say, a first-degree murder, a first-degree manslaughter, and a shoplifting, but you didn't have 3 first-degree murders, are you allowed to stay? Okay. I am not over-exaggerating. This is ridiculous. They're picking and we're deporting just the most criminal of these. They're just announcing to the world that it is a complete cluster, that our immigration policy is one huge cluster. And you want to know what? That's being well received. And you know what? Maybe they're doing this on purpose. Maybe they want people to come in, sneak in, reelect Obama. Maybe they want to do this. Maybe this is the code. Maybe this is the code saying, look, we don't have our act together, guys. We're not deporting. We don't have money to border patrol our borders. Come on down and come on down now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. What news do we have here on James Holmes? Alleged, this guy's a kook. Alleged shooter in Colorado, accused of killing 12, injuring 58. Apparently he was once a doctoral student in an elite neuroscience program at the University of Colorado Denver. He failed oral exams on June 7th, made unspecified threats serious enough for campus police to be notified, and had his access to university buildings revoked. He withdrew from the university 3 days later. Okay, so now we're getting a little bit more scoop. Okay, boy, have they been airtight on this one. So he fails a test, starts to go crazy, gets kicked off. Campus police get involved, withdraws because he loses access to university buildings, and nobody calls Denver or Aurora Metro. Nobody gets the police department involved. Nobody. I mean, you know, kicking somebody. Anytime we have a patient, it's rare, that goes off on a tantrum and goes into a huge fit and storms out of the office, we don't go, all right, no big deal, you know, if he threatened or whatever. We still call the cops, and we say, look, we just want to let you know somebody was threatening. He left off in a huff. I don't trust this guy. Here's his license plate. I don't know how he's going to drive down the road. You don't just go, all right, well, campus, we're done. We don't have any more jurisdiction. Not too smart. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour if you can. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If not, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Dr. Dahlia.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.